If he was a villain in a James Bond movie, what would he?
I reckon. I mean, he's got the size about him. I reckon if he just had those silver teeth like Jaws, I reckon that'd be the one.
I think he was a really big man, Jaws. Hello, Paul Gallen.
Hey, boys.
Geez, it was. They sort of taught you a bit of a lesson. I bet you have you brushed yourself down yet and regrouped?
Oh yeah, we had a good chat yesterday and after the game. Obviously, it was a. Just disappointing, I think, the way we played. You've got to give them some credit. They completed really well. Our completion rate was ordinary, and our obviously 12 penalties just too much. There was periods in that game where we literally did not touch the ball for, I think, total in the game, we never touched the ball for 23 minutes when they worked out. There was a time from about the 10-minute mark to about the 23rd-minute mark. And then also in the second half, where Josh Papali was sent for 10 minutes in the sin bin, we never touched the ball the entire time he was off the field. They kicked 3 penalty goals and, they can control the game really well. So I think it's a bit of both. I thought we were very ordinary and then they were pretty good.
In that period of time there, Gal, when they controlled the ball well, did you think, okay, floodgates are going to open here?
From as in they're going to score on us?
No, as in you guys were going to start to dominate.
We're coming home without a doubt. Not coming home. It was just that time in the game where we turned momentum. Mm. We'd scored a try, got Papali in the sin bin, and then first tackle, we uncharacteristically and just inexcusably dropped the ball on tackle one. And to their credit, they controlled it for the next 10 minutes and really managed to slow the game on penalties. They took 30 seconds between each penalty to make a decision, and they got away with it. And as I said, they controlled that really, really well. Then Papali come back on the field, and I don't think there was any more points scored. But they didn't score a try in the second half. So, I mean, we did. I thought it was our time, and I thought we were going to come home and get them, but their game control was pretty good.
Did you think you were lucky to not get suspended with the high tackle?
No, nah, not at all, to be honest. Sometimes I stress about things, and that wasn't one I was even concerned about getting suspended. I mean, at the very, very worst, it would have been a grade one and a fine. I didn't think it was going to even warrant that, and it didn't. So, moved on. I thought Wade was probably a little bit lucky to get his grade one. That was sort of ended up bad, but that's it's good that he's able to play this weekend as well with his record being pretty clean. So we've got a full team this week, but Jack Birdie will probably miss the game through injury, and which he has the past couple of weeks anyway. So we've sort of gotten accustomed to putting Capel out there in the centres, and he's gone pretty well. So we have to be on our game this week after the Broncos put 50 on the opposition last week. Mm,
they're running a bit of confidence. Just on Jack Bird, what's the due date for him, mate, on the return? Because it looked awful.
It just looked like a dislocated shoulder.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, it didn't dislocate as far as I know. And from what I've heard, it's sort of one of those ones. He's torn a muscle in the back of his shoulder. So we had a player earlier in the year do a similar thing, and he missed 2 weeks. So fingers crossed it's only a 2 to sort of 3 week injury, maybe 4 at the most. But, if Birdie works hard on it and puts his mind into coming back, it should only be a couple of weeks, hopefully.
Has Shane put his teeth back in after that spray at halftime? It was a fair. Did you cop another one at full time?
Yeah, the one at full time was probably worse. And,
was it? Yeah.
And look, we needed it. It's we're a side that we've gone along this year well. We've been the top four all year, and we sort of just tiptoed along. We've done as much as we needed to do to stay in that position and to win games that we should win. And we've had a couple of good wins, Canberra early on in the year, Melbourne, the Roosters. We've probably had 3 or 4 really good games where you say, look, these guys are the premiers and they're a chance to go again. And then we perform like we did on the weekend, and games like the Titans and things like that. And just having that consistency about us, and Flano's had enough of it. And so have a lot of us as a playing group. We've got to find that, and fingers crossed, it starts this week. It's coming to that time of the season now where you need to find it. You can't just turn it on come semi-final time. You've got to have some sort of form going into the semis, and that's what we're looking for at the moment.
Does that correlate, Gal, with James Maloney being out of the team as well, being that little general?
Oh, look, without a doubt, he's a major part of our team. There's no doubt about that. But I think at the end of the day, our performance on the weekend has some simple missed tackles. Having 30 points scored against us is unfortunately, it's happened 3 times this year, and that's not what we like to consider ourselves. We were the best defensive side in the competition all year up until 2 weeks ago. So whether Jimmy's playing or not, Jimmy's not known as a defender. He's known as an attacker. So I think that's what Flano's most disappointed in. And just our penalties, we're just gifting opposition field position and territory, and it just makes it too hard on ourselves.
See, I called your... You, see, I, You've got that hard edge about you at the Sharkies. I mean, that took you a long way last year, all the way to the title. Are you losing that hard edge?
Look, I don't think we hope not. And I'm glad you asked that question, because I'll be mentioning that to the boys and saying, look, our hard edge is now starting to be questioned, and I hope not. And I don't think so. That's and I think when you look at our season, our results, you know, even though we have just scraped our win, it's on the back of that hard edge. It's on the back of that relentless attitude just to get the win. And whether that's a good thing or not, we've won the majority of our games through having that tough hard edge about us. And that's what you need in semi-final football. There's no doubt about that. But what you also need in semi-final football is discipline and ball control. And that's something that we haven't had this year. So that's something we've got to fix up over the next 3 weeks. And if we can do that, keep that hard edge about us and get Jimmy back and put some more points on, we can win the majority of our games.
Well, you need that hard edge in the next 3-4 weeks, 4 rounds to go. Broncos, tough. Cowboys, Roosters and Knights to finish off with, who have got a bit of momentum at the moment. So a tough calendar for you guys the next in the next month.
Yeah, without a doubt, really pretty tough draw. Ideally, we'd like to be another win or two up on where we are at the moment, but we're not. And the good thing about us is we seem to perform well against sides we should perform well against. In other games, we should win, we fall away, which is, when you look at Melbourne, there's like a machine. They just perform the same every single week. So I don't think these next few weeks are going to be a bad thing for us, particularly leading in the semi-finals. You don't want to be playing easy games leading in the semi-finals. Then all of a sudden you have that semi-final intensity, kicks your week one and you don't know what's going on. So it's not a bad thing for us. And fingers crossed, if we can get back to doing what we do well, we'll win the majority of them games.
Is that what it is, Gal? Do you and other teams look towards Melbourne and see what they do and see their consistency and say, that's where we've got to get to, that's what we've got to reach?
Oh, no, to be honest, we don't. For us and for me, it's all about what we can do. We've got a good enough side, we've got a good enough roster, we've got good enough game plans, we've got good enough defence. And if we do what we do well every week and play our game, we don't need to worry about the opposition. We can just do what we do well and we'll get the win. But unfortunately, throughout the majority of this year, a lot of this year, we've just let ourselves down with our discipline, which is one area we were pretty big on last year, and our completion rate. And if we can just fix those two things up, look, we don't have to all of a sudden get to be the best discipline side in competition or have the best completion rate. We've only got to fix up 5%, and take 2 or 3 penalties away, complete another 2 or 3 sets, and we'll be a whole different side and a whole lot harder to beat. But the trouble is, you just have to do that over the next 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, I thought Canberra were really, really good against you blokes. Mate, Maloney definitely back, Gal. Can you?
I think I'd say it was better than, I don't know for sure, he wasn't at training yesterday. Yesterday was a recovery day. So, yeah. But I'd say there's better than a 50% chance. I'd say 70 or 80%. I think he even said last week himself, it'll only be a 2-week injury. From what I understand, the doctor said to him, look, mate, you can give it another 2 or 3 weeks. It's not going to be any stronger than what it is now. It's got a plate in there, and that's the way it is. So I'm pretty sure he'll play this week if he can catch and pass a ball and have confidence in himself in tackling. I'm pretty sure he'll play.
In tackling, you said he doesn't tackle, mate.
Well, he's not known.
It's a good point, though. You can't blame him for you guys leaking points.
Yeah,
you know,
without a doubt. I mean, as I said, Jimmy's an attacker. He organises his left edge, and he worries about his attack. You know, he's defensive. Look, I give Jimmy misses some tackles, but he doesn't miss any of the crucial ones down near the trial line. He's pretty good there. So look at the reason we've lost on the weekend was nothing to do with not having Jim Maloney. It was just to do with our attitude. Once we got the pressure put on us by Canberra, we didn't respond well, and that's what we've got to fix up.
You won't be able to see it, mate, but I'll tweet it out. We've done you up as a James Bond villain. And,
oh, thanks, guys.
You got that top hat on, which has got that razor sharp thing. The guy
odd job, I think it was.
Odd job, was it?
Yeah.
There you go. You don't mind the odd job either, so it's all right. Good on you, Gal.
Thanks, boys. See you next week.
There he goes, Paul Gallen, Friday night. Mm. I'm prepared to say blockbuster.
Oh, I tell you what, I did like
Broncos Cronulla.
I like how he said, "Don't overanalyze the opposition," because sometimes you can focus so much on them, you forget about your own game. So if you do your own game well enough, you've got to be able to get out there on the field there.
That was the Canberra of old.
Yeah, yeah.
Cronulla gave them plenty of ball. Particularly, that was the disappointing thing. I thought Cronulla would get the cash with the sin bidding. it had just the opposite effect. Brisbane are starting favourites. They're coming off a 54-0 win over the Gold Coast Titans at tab.com.au. $1.43. The Cronulla Sharkies are, geez, rank outsiders there. $2.85. What about Dead Cat Bounce? You know my theory there, don't you?
Talk to me.
Well, Dead Cat Bounce, you've got to be a good team. You can't just be a bad team.
Sure.
But after you have a really disappointing loss, like the one they had against the Canberra Raiders, I believe in Dead Cat Bounce.
Ready to
I think they can bounce back.
Bounce back ability.
I think they can bounce back. That's the upset of the weekend.